Hi, and welcome to this Mac demo. And in this Mac demo, I want to show you something that I've just discovered recently. So I'm not sure if it's part of just Catalina Mac OS 10.15 or it was previously available, but I've just discovered in System Preferences under Users, i.e. Login, that you can set not only VoiceOver on before your login prompt, but you can also select other accessibility options as well. So I thought I might just show you where you can find that in case you're not a VoiceOver user, and you'd also be able to like to use Zoom, Switch Control, etc., etc. And as always, when I'm using the Mac, I like to go to a known spot on my Mac, which I'm going to do by doing Shift-VOD, remembering that the VO keys are the Control and Option keys held down together. So I'm going to do that now, Shift-VOD or Shift-Control-Option-D.
Desktop, group.
There's my desktop. And by the way, yes, I am using Mac Catalina. All right, so I'm going to go to my dock with VOD or Control Option D.
Dock. System Preferences. And one new item. I'm already on System Preferences,
so I'm going to access that by doing VO Spacebar or Control Option Spacebar.
System Preferences. System Preferences. Window. Toolbar.
And I'm going to press my Tab key.
Leaving Toolbar. Entering System Preferences window. Apple ID button.
And I want to jump over to Users, so I'm going to type in the letter U.
Users and Groups button.
There we go, Users and Groups, VO Spacebar, Control Option Spacebar.
Loading Users and Groups, Window, Toolbar.
And pressing Tab.
Leaving Toolbar, entering Users, Groups and Login Options list. Users, Groups and Login Options, list one item selected. David Woodbridge, current user, group, 2 of 5.
And that's me, current user, so I'm going to interact with this list by doing Shift-VO-Deno or Shift-Control-Option-Deno.
Users, Groups and Login Options, list one item selected.
And we do VO-Deno or Control-Option-Deno.
Other users, expanded, guest user, user, login options, group, 5 of 5.
And that's what we want, login options, 5 of 5. I'm going to interact with Shift-VO-Up-Arrow or Shift-Control-Option-Up-Arrow.
Out of users.
And I'm going to do VO-Right-Arrow or Control-Option-Right-Arrow.
Automatic login. David Woodbridge, display a login window as... List of users, dim selected, name and password, dimmed, show the sleep, restart and shut, show input menu in login window, show password hints, show fast users, full name, accessibility options, dimmed button.
Okay, that's the one that I want. Now, the reason why it's saying dim for accessibility options is because I've got to unlock it to make any changes. So, VO right on Control Option right arrow to get to unlock.
Network accounts join, dim, add user or group, delete user or dimmed, but click the lock to make changes button.
Okay, click the lock to make changes. So VO spacebar, Control Option spacebar.
Enter in dialog. 4. Window, users and groups. Enter password. Security text.
Yeah, type in my
system
password.
System preferences is trying to unlock users and groups preferences.
Type in my password. Hit enter.
Help button.
And now let's go back to accessibility. So VO left arrow, Control Option left arrow.
Click the lock to prevent further changes button. Click the locked dimmed button. Delete user or add user or join button. Network accessibility options button.
Okay, now it's no longer dimmed or grayed out. So VO spacebar, Control Option spacebar.
Tap these accessibility items will automatically be enabled in the login window. Turning off a feature disables that feature for all users at the login window but can be turned back on by the accessibility shortcut menu. Star by turning on a feature. Your own configurations will be used for all users at the login window.
Okay, so basically they can all be turned on, or you can turn them on via Option Command Function Key 5 or F5. So I'm going to do VO left arrow, Control Option left arrow.
Table, no selection.
There's a table, I'm going to interact.
In table, row 1 of 8, voiceover, ticked, tick box.
So voiceover's ticked.
Zoom, unticked, tick box.
So zoom is unticked, so I wanted to tick it, or check it on. I do VO spacebar, Control Option spacebar.
Tick zoom, tick box.
I want to untick it, VO spacebar, Control Option spacebar again.
Untick zoom, tick box.
And VO down, Control Option down.
Accessibility keyboard star, unticked, tick box.
Accessibility keyboard.
Sticky keys, unticked, tick box.
Sticky keys.
Slow keys, unticked, tick box.
Slow keys.
Mouse keys, unticked, tick box.
Mouse keys.
Switch control star, unticked, tick box.
Switch control.
Head pointer, unticked, tick box.
Head pointer.
Head pointer, unticked.
And that's it. So then one I want to probably turn on for me personally is sticky keys. And that's where you can hold down one key, then press another key in sequence. So VO up arrow, Control Option up arrow.
Switch control, mouse key, slow key, sticky keys, unticked, tick
and
box, tick sticky keys, tick box.
And then uninteract with Shift VO up arrow or Shift Control Option up arrow.
Out of table.
And then VO right arrow, Control Option right arrow.
Turning off a feature disables that feature for all users at the login window but can be turned back on by the accessibility shortcut menu. Start cancel button, apply button.
And let's choose apply. So VO spacebar, Control Option spacebar.
Accessibility options button. Closing dialog.
And then let me just be good. So I'm going to do VR right interruption right
now. Network join, add user, or delete user, dimmed. Click the lock to prevent further changes button.
And then I click the lock. So VR spacebar, control option, spacebar.
Help button.
There you go. It's locked in. Command W.
Clock finder.
And there we go. That's how you can turn on other accessibility functions at your login screen with Mac OS. And as I said, I'm not too sure if it came in 10.14 or if it came in Catalina, but it's a really good option. I was just so used to seeing VoiceOver there for the login prompt. It's been a long time since I've actually gone in there and actually double checked it to see if it's changed from VoiceOver to other accessibility options. So good to see it's in there. So if you want to use other accessibility options, dive into System Preferences, Users and Groups, and change your accessibility settings at the login prompt. But anyway, that will do me for this demo. And as always, thanks for listening, and bye for now.